as vitoy shaploini, if a man comes and confesses, like admits to Beis Din, that he was mafata, that person's daughter, in other words, that he has to pay a kenas, she was a nara, and she was a psula, so she deserves to get kenas, whether it's a pitoy, you know, as he talked her into it. So the Mishnah says, Mishalim boishes to pagam, the man has to pay now to the father the boishes, the embarrassment he gave her, or pagam, how much he made her worthless. Al piyatzmoi, even though it's only he himself that's admitting it, there's no edim. But vi ein mishalim kenas, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that you do not have to pay the kenas. And like Rashi says, because the Moram Bava Kama learns it out from that moed the kenas is potter, because the pasuk says, me'asher yashin elohim, that Beis Din has to paskin the chiyav of kenas, prat l'mashiyas atzmai, where a person admits it himself, and there's no edim there, then Beis Din does not paskin the chiyav kenas al piyatzmai. So if you're the only one that's admitting it, that you are mafata, this girl, you do not have to pay kenas. And then the Mishnah says, right, the same type of a chiddush, that ho'ayim ganafti, if somebody admits that he stole something, is Mishalem Estakarin al piyatzmai, he's Mechayiv himself because of his own confessing now, his own al piyatzmai, because of himself, he has to pay back the Karen. But the ain Mishalem Tashlumi Kefil. But the Kefil that usually Ganav has to pay, that's called the Kenas. And the Kenas, he's Potter, because like we said, Maidu the Kenas is Potter. The same thing for Tashlumi above the Chamisha. If you admit that you stole it, and you made a shechita, you made a tzvicha, you're potter from paying back the extra three or four. Because that's a kenas, and a person doesn't pay kenas al piyatzmai. What about if you admit that Hamish Shuri is plenty, that my shor killed another man? So then the law is you have to pay koifer. So machoikis, we have to pay the main nizik or the main mazik. But mashma our mission holds that kufr is mamayna. It's called you're paying back money. So therefore, if you admit that your shor killed somebody, you have to pay the value. Or shor is shor pleni, or else if your shor killed another shor, is harezim mishalom al piyatzmai. You have to pay al piyatzmai, because that's called the chi of money, and if you admit to money, you have to pay. But what about if you're admitting that hamish shori avdoi shor pleni, if you're admitting that your ox killed somebody else's eved kenani, well, that's a knaf that you have to pay shleishim shkolim. The halacha is, ain mishalom al piyatzmai. You don't have to pay according to you. If you're the only one saying it now, Beis Din does not pass in the chiyuv of kenas. And ze haklal, this is the general rule, that kol ha-mishalim yeser amash izik. Whenever you have to pay more than the actual damage that you caused, mele is called kenas, therefore, ain mishalom al piyatzmai. You don't pay it for yourself al piyatzmai. Yadavkani Bezdin to Paskin the Chiyuv Kenas, and Bezdin only Paskins it with Edim, and not Al Piyatzma, that's the Pasuk of Asher Yashin Elohim, Prat L'Mashiyas Atzma. Exactly why it says it's Lashon Davkov, Kol HaMishalim Yeser HaMash Ezek. What about if you have to pay less than your Mazik? That's the Gemara we'll talk about. That's a Shaila, if the old Palga Niska is Mamayn or Kenas, we'll see in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says like this. The listener, we're asking the question now, what does the Mishnah also say? Or nasty. Like, why does the Mishnah only say, Ho'ema potisies bitoy, that I talked his daughter into having znus with me? Why doesn't it say a bigger chiddush of a nasty, that he was manas, so he forced her? Like Taisa says, it's a bigger chiddush because he's saying he did a bigger preachers that he forced her. So why don't we say that chiddush? So Gemara says, Enechnami, but loy mi boy komar. When the Mishnah says potisi, that's a bigger chiddush that we believe the man more than just a nasty. Why? Loy mi boy yonasti. Not only when the man says that he forced the girl to live with him, the loy ka pogam lo. He's not making such a pogam. He's not giving her a bad name. It's not the pshat she wanted to have as nus that she's a zayna. But you're just saying that you forced her. So that's not so. You're not making her a bad name. Therefore, we believe you that you have to pay the boishes and the pogam. The mishal and boishes the pogam. You have to pay the boishes and the pogam. Al piyatzmai. Even though you're the only one admitting it. Avol Potisa, but I would have thought in the case of the Mishnah, by Potisi, that you talked her into it, but she agreed to do it, to Kapogam law, you're now giving a bad name about her. You've been giving her Pagam. People are going to call her Rezoina, like she agreed to have Znus with you. Ey, Maloi Mishalom, Apiatzmoi, maybe Beis Din should not believe you, and you should not have to pay the money, in order not to give her a bad name. As Kamash Malon, the Mishnah teaches us no, that still we believe them in. When the man said that he was mefater, he talked her into it, the man has to pay boishes and begam to the father. And Arkhetach, the Gemara says that like a masnisin the loiki aitana, our Mishnah is not like this Tana. The time you were learned, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Reiner, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, that af boishes and begam ainu mishalim al piyatzmoi. In a case where the man is agreeing that he was mefater her, he talked her into it, so he's giving her a name that she's a zayna, we taka don't believe him, and he does not have to pay the boishes and the begam al piyatzmoi. And his svar is, it's not right that he should give a bad name to that girl, to somebody's daughter. As the fact you're saying that you talked her into it and she agreed to you, you're like telling her she's like a zayna. So therefore we don't believe you even to make you pay to brush us in the begam. So what's going to be if nichalol lebido? What's going to be according to Reb Shimon if she agrees that she wants the money? If she says she doesn't care about the bad name, she'd rather see the money, and she doesn't care that people talk that she's a zayna. My, what will be the locha? So Gemara says, still, dilmol nichal eliyavia. Still, we're afraid the father doesn't like it, though, that the name should go out that his daughter was a zayna. So the Gemara, what's going to be, though, in the case of nichal eliyavia? What's going to be if the father does like it, agrees they could rather have the money than about, he doesn't care about the name? My, what do you say then? Do you have to pay? So Gemara still says, dilmol nichal levnei mishpacha. So it's a svara, somebody in the immediate family is not going to like this idea that people are talking about their mishpacha, that she's a zayna. Therefore, they would rather not to have the money than have the bad name. So more still asks, what's going to be if nichalu levnei mishpacha mai? What's going to be if all the immediate mishpacha around here, all agrees and says, we don't care about the bad name, we would rather see the money. What's going to be the lochom? And Zemara says, still, it's impossible that there's at least one person in the family that disagrees, that says, I'd rather not have the money, as long as she should not have a bad name. Or at least there's one normal person here. So since it's a svara, that they themselves would rather like be meichel the money, not see the money in order that she should not have a bad name, that's from Shimon's svara, you don't have the right to give her a bad name, so we say you're potter from pain. Unless the Radim did it. When the Radim, we can't help it. Then we know through Radim. But we only know without Piyatzmoy, that's from Shimon Svara, you don't have to pay in order not to give her a bad name. Yeah, then the Gemara says, right. It says, next case is, Ho'im Grunafti Mishalem Etz HaKeren. The person admits that he stole, so you have to pay back the Keren, the value of what he stole, but the Kefil Yepot, that's Kenas. Itma, we learned the Gemara in Bava Kamma that says, Palga Niska. In the case where you're sure, which is a tam, the first three times it hits somebody, it's only a tam, that only has to pay palga nizka. It only has to pay chatzi nezek. If you're sure, killed another ox, and the other ox is worth $100, you only have to pay 50. So, rapapa roma palga nizka mamoina. Rapapa, that's that you have to pay the 50% of it, it's called mamon. That's a svar, you should have to pay it. And therefore, if you're maida, you'd have to pay it. Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, Amar Palga Niska Kenosa. No, it's called a Kenas, and therefore if you admit that your shor hit somebody else, or hit another shor, the first few times before it's a muid, your potter is called Kenas. What's the Svara? Rav Papa, Amar Palga Niska Momina. Rav Papa, Palga Niska is called Momin. Why? Ksover he old Stam Shvorim is Lav Becheska Shimakaima. A Stam Shor Ax is not becheskas to be watched. In other words, the owner has to know that his ox is not so tamed. It's not becheskas that it should be watched, and the opposite that's watched. In other words, the opposite, that the owner has to realize that if he doesn't watch it, it's going to do damage. So if it goes out and damages somebody, really of a din hu d'mishalim kulei. Really, even the first time your ox does damage, you should have to pay the whole damage, because you should have known that your ox does damage. But the Torah had Rachmanis on you, since your ox did not do it three times, it's not a muad yet, the Torah had Rachmanis on you. The Torah patted you from a chatzi nezek. But the half that you have to pay, it's called mamoina, it's a svar, you should have to pay it, because you should have known your ox is going to do damage if you don't watch it.
Yeah, but Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua Amar, he says no, palganiska kenosa. That you have to pay 50%, the palga niska, that's called the kenas. Why? Kisover, he owes that stam shvorim is becheska shimakaima. A regular ox is becheskas, that it's watched. In other words, it's tamed. And therefore, the owner doesn't have to think that it's going to do hezek. So therefore, the first time that it does hezek, it ruins somebody, really should be potter in svar. It's like an oinus. Or v'dinu really d'lo l'shalom klal. You should not have to pay anything the first two or three times that does hezek. For Achimon who the kon say, to svar the Torah, put a kenas upon, you should have to pay, ki heicha denim terela turei. In order that you should watch your ox. So therefore, that's why it's called the kenas. Now the Gemara will bring proofs, so kashas one to the other. To Simon Hezek, Mav Hamas Klal. Tanan, we lost learn the Gemara in Baba Kama, says like this. He learned in the Mishnah over there like this. Tanan, Ha Nizik vi Hamazik betashlumin. When Yeshua does damage, it's called the Nizik, the one that received the damage, and the Mazik, the one that gave it, both of them have to pay sometimes. So Gemara says like this. According to Rav Pop, it's very good. That's why it's called sometimes the Nizik has to pay. In other words, the Nizik has to lose out. Because according to Rav Pop, when the Tam does damage, really you should have to pay the whole thing. Really the Nizik deserves to get 100%. That's what the Torah says. You're potter from paying 50%, it's like the Nizik is losing out, like he's paying 50%. But according to Rav Huna, that Palganiska Kenosa, that really the Mazik should be potter completely, and the Nizik shouldn't get anything. Just the Torah gave a Kenas to the Mazik, that he has to pay 50%, hash to the Lavdi Dei Koshokel. Now that the Nizik is getting something that he doesn't deserve, Vitashdum Misa, why is it cool that the Nizik is paying something? Like he's not losing out anything, really he doesn't deserve to get anything. Just the Torah gave the Kenas here that the Mazik has to pay 50%. So here this should be a kasha on Rav Huna and a riot to Rav Papa. So Mura says, no. Lo yitzuchoy, you know what this Mishnah is talking about in Baba Kama? El l'pchas nevela. It's talking about a different halacha. The pchas of the nevela. Like when you're sure, when the Mazik sure hits the Nizik sure and kills it, the halacha is, you only have to pay the difference between the live sure and the dead sure. But how much the dead sure is worth, the nevela, that belongs to the Nizik. Now, pchas nevela means from the time the animal died until, let's say, you go to Besdin, so it gets, the carcass, like, gets worse, and it gets worth less. That amount of money that the carcass gets worth less, that's called pchas nevela, that the Nizik loses out. The Nizik loses out. The Mazik only has to pay the difference to where the shore was worth at the time when it died. Let's say the time when it died, when it was alive, was worth $100. Now the dead carcass is only worth $20. So it's called, you gave an $80 damage there, you have to pay for the $80. Or here for that, you have to pay $40. Even though later on, by the time the Nizik goes and sells the Nevela, it's only worth $10. So really, you had another $10 loss. That Pchas Nevela, that the Nevela of the carcass got worth less later on, that the Nizik himself loses out. So that's why it's called Isip Tashlumin. He loses out the Pchas of the Nevela. And Rashi brings down that the Gemara Bava Kam learns it out from Sukkim over there, and Vashmin and Hayatana, the Pchas Nevela, the Nizik Heve, the Nizik loses out. So Gemara has to kasha Pchas Nevela. If the chiddush of that Mishnah over there in Baba Kamar is that Hanizik v'yamazik b'tashlumim is to tell me this chiddush of chas nevela that the nizik loses out, for the Gemara Tanina, we learned it already one time, that tashlumei nezik. The Mishnah says also tashlumei nezik. And the Gemara's Madaik, what does that mean? Malamina comes to teach us, shehabailim mitaplim b'nevela. That when my shor, like, kills your shor, then the vela, the carcass, the owner of it, has to take care of it. The Nizik, he's responsible to take care of the Nevela. Metaplum b'Nevela, that means he has to sell it right away. The Mazik only has to pay the difference between the live shor and the way the shor is worth at the time of its death. So it said already one time. What do we have to have it two times for? So Gemara says, true, we need this Chiddush two times. Hatayichode b'tam, v'chode b'muad. One is teaching us the case of a tam when it is the first time Yeshua killed, and the second Chiddush is by a muad, where Yeshua did it a few times already. Three times already. Well, Tzricha, I need both chidushim. The Ashmin and Tam, if we don't say the chidush of a Tam, when your shor hits somebody else, kills another shor, that the Nizik has to take care of the Nevelo, Mishum Diakati, Loyayit, because the Masik's shor is not a Muad yet. So therefore, it's not such a big, it's not so much the mazik's fault yet. Therefore, the Torah parted the mazik from the b'chas nevela. Avo mu'id. But in the case where the mazik has a shor, that's a mu'id. The yoyid, that the shor did it already three times. So the owner now is responsible for his shor. He should have taken care of it. It's called he's more responsible. Hey, maloi, maybe then the Torah was not mekel. Maybe then the Torah says the mazik has to pay for the b'chas nevela. His kamashmon, even in the case of a mu'id, still the Torah says the mazik is potter from the b'chas nevela. Now, v'yashmina mu'id, if I'd only hear this chiddush by a mu'id, I would tell you mishum dekor mishalim kulei, because the mu'id has to pay for the whole hezek, for the whole damage. Therefore, the Torah was making a little bit that when the carcass gets ruined and gets worth less, the nizik is his loss, not that the mazik has to pay for that. And since the mazik is paying so much anyway, he's paying for the whole damage, the Torah like patted him from this little p'chas nevela. Avul tam, but in the case of a shor tam, that the mazik only has to pay 50%, a maloi, maybe then the Torah was not makel upon the mazik, but rather the mazik would have to pay even the p'chas nevela, tzricha. Kamashmon, even in this case, even in a tam, still the mazik is potter from paying the p'chas nevela. He only has to pay the difference between a live shor and the way the shor is at the time when it died. How much the nevela is worth then? Even though later b'shas amad b'din it gets worth less, that's the nizik's loss, not the mazik's loss. So therefore, we have no proof whether chatzi nizik is the knas or mamon. Toshma, come and bring another proof. There's another gemara bava kama that says, explains there ma bein tam lemuit. What's the difference between the shor that's a tam? The first two times it does hezik, lemuit, so after did it three times already, it became a muit. The differences are that shatam mishalim chatzi nezik. If a shor is only a tam, you only have to pay half of the damage that it did. And also migufay, you only have to pay, you can only collect from the guf of the shor. That means, in other words, let's say your shor, the mazik shor, is only worth, let's say, $50. And let's say it killed another shor that's worth $200. So din is really should have to pay $100. But since your shor is only worth $50, you can't get more than gufay of my shor. You can't collect more than how much the mazik's shor is worth. But let's say in the normal case where $100 shor stays to another $100 shor, then enechnami you only collect 50. You don't get more because of this, but sometimes you even get less because you can only collect the migufay from not more than the shor, the mazik shor is really worth. Now, o mu'ed mishalem nezer sholem, but if your shor is a mu'ed already, did it already three times, now the loch is you have to pay for the complete damage, and also min haliyah, the loch is not you collect only from how much the shor is worth, but rather you collect now from my property, from my karka, and min haliyah, from the best of my properties, you have a right to collect the money. That's what it said. That's the difference between a tam and a mu'ed. Now the question is, v'loy ketoni, it does not say over there, this chiddush, that shahatam einu mishalem al piyatzmoy. According to Rav Huna, that chatzi nezek is a kenas, it should have said that a tam pays. Chatzi nezek, it doesn't pay if the mazik admits it, because it's kenas einu mishalem al piyatzmoy. I should have said, though, but a mu'ed, mishalem al piyatzmoy. Mashenkin a mu'ed, which for sure you pay nezek shalom, which is mumin, that you do pay al piyatzmoy. Schud is a riot to Rav Popo and a kasher on Rav Huna. Smur says, no, I'll tell you a ton of a shayu. That time over there learned some, but leaves out some that really could have said this. Really, maybe time is a kanas. Just left it out. For the Gemara, umay shayu the high shayu, like what else did it leave out that it left this out? Usually, if there's only one more thing to learn, you don't leave it out. If there are a few things to learn, you could say it learned some things, and a few things are left out. For just one thing, we don't say left out. So what else is there to say that it left out also? So this the Gemara says, yes, there is something else also. That Tani Shayer, Shayer Chati Koifer. Left out the loch, let's say a tam kills a man. The loch is your potter from paying Chati Koifer. We dash in the Gemara, Baba Kama dashins, it says there, Bala Shor Noki, we dash in Noki mi Chati Koifer. The loch is if you have your shor, that's a mu'id. Now, if your shor kills a man, you have to pay koifer. So machlekes, you have to pay how much the person you killed is worth, or you have to pay how much the mazik is worth. But that's called koifer. Now, we make a drosha that a tam is potter from chati koifer. So the tam left that out also. Like it should have said this also, that a mu'ed pays koifer, and a tam is potter from koifer. Therefore, since left that out, it also left out this halacha. So it's possible, like Rav Huna learns,
the tam chatzinezik is the kenas, and the brice, the Mishnah left it out. So Mara says this is not such a good teretz. Or why? I'll tell you. Imishum chatzi kofer. If you only want to bring the proof of chatzi kofer, I'll tell you lashi yurahu. Maybe that's not called the shear. That's not called something was left out. Why? Because maybe this price or money Rabbi Yosi Aglilihi. Maybe this price goes according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Yoma that holds tam mishalim chatzi kofer.